Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Committee on Communications, Energy, and Public Utilities to order. The Administrative Assistant will please call the roll.
Chair Grimsley?
Here.
Senator Huckel?
Here.
Senator Brusso?
Here.
Senator Bradley?
Here.
Senator Dean? Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Garcia? Senator Gibson?
Here.
Senator Hudson? Senator Sachs?
Here.
Quorum present.
Okay, and please note that Senator Dean and Hudson are excused from today's meeting. Members will go first to tab one. It's Senate Bill 776 on Public Records and Utility Agencies Information Technology and Security by Senator Bradley, and you are recognized. You're recognized.
Sorry. Thank you, Madam Chairman. You caught us, Senator Brusso and I, in discussion together.
It was my fault.
I apologize. And first of all, thank you for putting this bill on your agenda, Madam Chairman. SB 776 is an open records exemption that comes in response to the very real threat of data and system breaches of governmentally owned utility systems. Efforts to pierce the security systems of public utilities are common. Orlando Utilities Commission reports over 2 million hits every year from foreign countries. Currently, physical information related to security, which is held by such utilities, is exempt from open record laws. This bill updates that exemption as society evolves to include virtual and cyber information, and there is a strike all amendment that I'm happy to explain.
Why don't you move right to the strike all?
Thank you. This strike all deletes from the bill an exemption for the identity of vendors of cybersecurity systems, and I think this is a good amendment. It's one that the First Amendment Foundation found made it worthwhile for them to move from against the bill to neutral. It certainly makes it a bill that I'm more comfortable with personally, for what it's worth, as someone who is concerned that we have too many public records exemptions going through the process right now. And what this does is it, as I described what it does, I think that we've removed now from the bill any concern that this exemption could be used to protect vendors or to go beyond what the real purpose and scope of the bill is. That's the strike all.
Okay, and this is barcode 646832, correct?
Yes.
Okay, members, you've heard the explanation of Senate Amendment barcode 646832. Is there any questions on the amendment? Okay. Is there any public testimony?
Yes.
Okay, public testimony on the amendment. Joseph Salzberg, with waves of support. Kevin Noonan with Orlando Utilities Commission?
Waves and support.
Susan Goss with Government Relations Specialists in Jacksonville? With JEA? Thank you. Waves and support. Hey, members, is there any debate on the amendment? Okay. All those in favor of the adoption of the strike all amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, show the amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Any questions of the bill as amended? Is there any more public testimony? And we also have public testimony on the bill as amended. Dale Calhoun, Florida Natural Gas Association. He is a supporter of the bill. And Brian Pitts, Justice of Jesus.
Thank you very much, Brian Pitts. I heard the sponsor talking about, you know, so many public exemptions. And it wouldn't be so many if you followed the criteria that's used, which hasn't been used, followed here either. 119.15, paragraph 6. Not only that, he did mention that it's retroactive, which makes it a big deal. So that means this information already exists right now as we speak. So that would mean I need some empirical evidence showing that you need, even more so, it's a necessity to do this. You know, sometimes you do exemptions and nothing has ever transpired concerning the issue at hand, a business entity or something like that. In this case, stuff already existed. So now you can explain what the necessity is. He gave a very half kind of example of what I think is, he said Orange or Orlando mentioned. No. Incidents, breaches happen all the time. Not only that, with this type of information, usually there's codes and security measures in place where the information won't get released unless you have the code or access or the software or can get through the particular firewall. Now, our governments usually have a good thing. Unless you know the code or the software, you can't get to it. So what is he trying to exempt here? Because you're not going to give away those access codes in those particular software anyway. So that wouldn't be an issue of public information. So what is he doing here? Well, obviously, he did not fulfill the requirement of 119.15.6. Also, what empirical evidence does he have? Then we look at page 6. That's what staff is here for. And I was waiting for him to say, I cleared up all the issues. He's mentioned about the First Amendment issue, but the First Amendment Foundation issue brought out a particular issue. He didn't specifically say he cleared up that very issue. Then he talked about technical deficiencies. He didn't say he cleared all that up, because again, staff here to help you, right? And you want to show that you appreciate them. So we're not going to overlook it. I'm not going to either. Just briefly saying we made some changes in your delete all doesn't explain that staff tried to help you. Did you make these changes that they're recommending for you, boss? So it could be a good bill. I really didn't hear that. So I'm still looking at page 6 and the related issues and all that. So he has not, and I understand you think that's my opinion, expressed the need for it. Because if it's open now, what's going to change if you do it? Because it's available right now. So are you saying I can get this information and I can breach your systems? Because again, it's talking about, what is it, local governments here? Yeah, it's talking about local governments. So right now, all this information here, I can get to it very easily. I don't think so. But okay, no explanations, but.
Thank you, Mr. Pitts. Members, any debate on the bill? Senator Bradley, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Chairman. Senators, this might be the first or second public records exception bill I've ever filed, because I think we filed too many of them. But when we deal with our utilities, where there's who provide services to basically almost every Floridian, and making sure that they are safe and that is in the reliable service, and with the world that we live in today, this really met that very high threshold of just the type of information that I think we should all be able to agree upon, hopefully, is the type of information that does not need to be publicly available in the public domain. And so I would ask you to respectfully to support this bill today.
Senator Bradley, having closed on his bill, can we please call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 776?
Senator Abruzzo?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Dean? Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Garcia? Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson, Senator Sachs,
yes.
Senator Huckel,
yes.
Chair Grimsley.
Yes, and members, by your vote, show committee substitute for Senate Bill 776 reported favorably. Let's take up tab 2, Senate Bill 1272 on Florida Renewable Energy Production Credit by Senator Huckel. Senator Huckel, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senators, this bill concerns the Florida Renewable Energy Credit Energy Production Credit Statute. This program provides a credit against corporate income tax allowed annually based on the production and sale of electricity from a new or expanded renewable energy facility. The purpose is to encourage the development and expansion of facilities that produce renewable energy in Florida. It was created in 2006, and then it was renewed for 4 years, ending June 30th, 2016. Pursuant to Florida statute, a report is required by the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. That report provides a description of the economic impact to our state. As a matter of fact, I have the report with me for anyone who would like to see it, but it lists the 2015 approved applicant list, which shows businesses throughout the state and creating all different types of renewable energy. The return on investment is $16.79. That's $16.79 of economic activity for every dollar invested in the program, and $1.53 returned to the state and local government revenues. This bill makes the credit permanent. It provides that any unused money is carried forward and increases the annual cap from $10 million to $15 million, and that is the bill.
Thank you, Senator Huckel, for that explanation. Members, any questions on the bill? We do have some public appearance cards. Got Ray Hodge, Director of Government Relations with Southeast Milk. Waves in support. Jan Henderson with Alliance Dairies. Waves in support. Lee Killinger with Mosaic. Waves in support. Jim Spratt, Florida Forestry Association. Waves in support. Christopher Emanuel, Florida Chamber of Commerce. Waves in support. Thank you. And Brewster Beavis with Associated Industries. Waves in support.
I'm going to do a bio.
Jonathan Reese, Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Waves in support. Melissa Faust with Americans for Prosperity. Waves in opposition. Sean Stafford with Florida Crystals. Waves in support. And Brian Pitts, Justice to Jesus.
Thank you very much, Brian Pitts, Justice to Jesus. Okay, 2006. And the issue here would be is, why get rid of the cutoff and extend it to $15 million? Since 2006. Now, I heard the sponsor, she kind of was going to the reason why you should make it permanent, but it didn't quite cut it because the people ain't here the real reason. Well, in other words, has it been beneficial to all those corporations who have done it? Have they filtered in? Has it been an avalanche of them coming in where it's been so great that now we can make it $15 million and make it permanent? I heard what the sponsor said, but it did not seal the deal. Now, I understand that the sponsor may have the list, and you may have it, but this is a public meeting. So somebody on television or somebody sitting in the back don't have a clue how beneficial this has been. All they heard is y'all giving up in credits $15 million? How has this paid off for us citizens, our tax dollars, and you giving away these credits? Ma'am, I don't have your list with your book in it, with your names that you talked about. This is a public meeting, and that's what I came to hear. Well, the sponsor didn't do that. Now, obviously, I can get hold of it, but that's not who I'm talking for. I'm talking for regular John, who is not going to go to the sponsor and get it. She did not run it all, so I'm not sealed on the deal. I'm going to trust her because it sounded like it, but for a regular citizen, for $15 million, I'm telling you right now, what the sponsor said would not cut it. I would be shocked that you're giving away credits like that. But, all right.
Thank you, Mr. Pitts. Members, any members in debate? Senator Huckel, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Waive close, Madam Chair.
Okay. Administrative Assistant will please call the roll on Senate Bill 1272.
Senator Brusso?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Dean? Senator Evers?
Yes.
Senator Garcia? Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson? Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Chair Grimsley?
Yes. And members, by your vote, show Senate Bill 1272 reported favorably. Is there any other business before the committee today? If not, Senator Bradley... Oops, I'm sorry, Senator Gibson, you're recognized.
I know you're going to roll on, so I just wanted to just take a moment and introduce my supervisor of elections and former colleague in the House, Mike Hogan. You probably remember Mike. Stand up, Mike. He's doing a good job as supervisor of elections.
Welcome to the Florida Senate. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other business? Okay, seeing none, Senator Bradley moves we rise without objection. The meeting's adjourned.